Today is a very special day, Dwadashi, There are two books written Mahaprabhu, please cover.
Krishna
Karnamrit, one book and second. For third book, this book was so prevalent and all disciples acharya accepted in this book. Krishna Karnamrit is somewhat inclined towards Krishna and showing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Radha Sudhamini is more rushing book and he is going to pray Radhika as the master of Srimad of Krishna. Krishna always wants to serve Srimati Radhika and she wants to be the Dashi of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest topic of Gaudiya Vaishnava. Rupa and Ragna and Gopal Bhatt take two in view. And Radha Dashi, Radha Dashi. Now, and they want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. Vishin Raj. Krishna is walking down all giving, rolling down on the earth, always searching Krishna. Oh, oh Krishna, where you are? Without you, we will die. But Prabhupada Saraswati has written Radha Rasukrati. Why gopis will cry for and weep for Krishna? Krishna should be, he should roll down, he should be lament that, oh Srimati Radhika, where you are, I am dying for you. And such is Krishna here and there, in all groups and mountains. He wants to make Radhika and to take the big dust out. This is the highest topic that all Goswamis have given to their books, especially the Chaitanya. So all things Gopal Bhatt learned from Saraswati. So you can imagine that how beautiful and how rushing and how Gopal Bhatt was. Much like the thought Ramayana also. Very good thought. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Sri Lanka. He became there to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he should serve your father because he is not the only your father, but he is your guru. So, you should serve me. But after that, you should come to your elder brother, Rupa and Ragna, in Vrindavan, and be with them. So after the day, after the disappearance of their father, after the death of his father, Prabhupada Saraswati also left his home and came to Vrindavan. He lived in Tom Level and so many, all 12 months of Vrindavan. In separation mode, oh, well, Srimati Radhika, Lalite, Vishakhe, where you are, all this crying and weeping, rolling down. So Raghunath, Gopal Bhatt thought that that will be how to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so to speak. So he also left. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. So he wanted to go to Puri, but he could not go to Puri. So he was asking how to go and how to go to Vrindavan. I did not speak up in his tools. We went to Himalaya, but then they go to the Nadi, go to the river. And we saw a big Shalakam Shira. And he was going to make marking trigger. He saw that a Shalakam was coming, following him, and he is not stopping in trigger. And automatically it is coming. And he said that he is telling that I will take your service, use your service. And he took up with his arms and kept it in his head, sometimes from his eyes, sometimes from his heart, and took it with him to Vrindavan. And then he made Guru Vaishnava. They impressed this very pure, rashi, vaishnava, Gopal Bhakta Goswami. One day he was in Vrindavan, Vrindadharma Mandira, at first no name of Radharma Mandira, it was Vrindavan. It was in Shevakunja, near Shevakunja. Nidhuman. It was in the area of Nidhuman. Very secret and very secret place for Radha and Krishna and you were. So, went there. And he was thinking that about, I should serve this Shalakam Shira. He wanted to see the eyes, face, his arms, his three-pointing body, feet, and everything, and he was getting big roti at the time of Shulan. Shulan means?
Swing in the past.
In the night he slept, and he was so much worried, thinking and remembering that how I can serve him. He went to say threefold him, say, smiling face, with robe, that it was very, very good to serve him. In the night, midnight, the Shalakam woke him. Oh, Gopal Bhakta, you can see me? How beautiful I am. And thus, he went to the deity and saw them all with Radharma. The face of Gopina, he told him here, like, and chest to Gopina. And the man's face was like something Govindanath and Gopinathan appeared in the feet in the right. And was so much delighted and so glad to see this. And then he called all Goswami and they were very much surprised and wondered that how he is complete that the Shalakam had changed into. So, you can imagine how first class of Vaishnava he was. Really, he was not only Vaishnava. He was very near and dear to the couple that met Krishna. He was Guru Manjari of Krishna Master. So, by his prayer, he became Radharma. After that, he was not only how by mercy for her, but she was most married and so, all Vedas, all these sets of Brahmanus, held in his throat. Sanatana Goswami told him, asked him that he should make some rules and regulations according to the Vaishnava
meditation.
That all times, first in Radha and Krishna or anyone, and also how to take sannyas, how to take diksha, how to take mantra, what are the qualifications of disciple, what are the qualifications of guru, everyone cannot be guru, and every person cannot be disciple. Only those who are detached from worldly desire get such gratification. Those who have learnt all the Vedas, epics, and they have some realization of something both Rama and Krishna. Whether they are of any caste and creed, but if anyone are knowing the Krishna Tattva, Kiva Vipra, Kiva Nyasi, Sutra Kenona, Jai Krishna Tattva Vedasi. Those who know Krishna, who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika? Who am I? What is the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal? And they are loving and doing Prem Seva, not only worship. Especially those is one, not less than 1 lakh Harinam is doing daily. And Krishna is their heart. And those who can take this Krishna also can look in the disciple heart is Guru. So you can imagine what are the symptoms of bona fide Guru. If any person has Guru like this is so, so lucky. We are lucky that we are disciples direct from our Guruji, who are direct Shisha of Shri Sakti Chaitanya. Also there are those who are the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, also they are so lucky. So lucky. So to have a Guru, qualified Guru, is so, so happy. So, he wrote a book like this and this is it was called Hari Bhakti Vilas. The meaning is very beautiful, meaning, wonderful meaning of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Bhakti Vilas. This is one all the things very good. And he so much in Dhrutam Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Mani Krishna, who takes the heart of Srimati Radhikani, Hari, and who is always dancing, singing in the hearts of Srimati Radhika, Gopis and Mohanka, he is Hari. And for this book was made, you know. And he gave him, at first, Sarasanatana Goswami gave him some points. And after that, he collected all the proofs of all epics and he gave him all Purans, especially all Purans and Nigam and Avar and collected so many months. And again, Sanatana Goswami gave him first him all these things and again he explained his own commentaries on Hari Bhakti Vilas. So someone are in doubt that this book is of Sanatana Goswami really or of but I think the really the book was manifested by Sri Chaitanya in their heart and he gave inspiration to me. So he wrote, also he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sakriya, Sardivika,
Sanskar Bhushita,
and Sakriya.
Three names for the Saksandarva.
So they should try to follow how to make temples, how to give diksha, how to give mantra. We don't call first initiation, second initiation, third initiation, fourth initiation. Only one initiation. First harina and then
diksha.
Now, Swamiji has made it easy grammar. Because he was so possible. So he made some easy grammars for this. So he called first diksha means to take. And then to clear. And to make it bona fide name, diksha means essential. Someone thinks that diksha is more superior. But it is, you can know that mantra is superior, our name is superior. What is superior? Vijayate Sri Krishna,
Param Vijayate
Sri Krishna. Name is himself Krishna. By mantra, the attachment from the attachment from world, no attachment from world, cuts this mantra and gives some relation to Krishna. So Gurudev gives it, Harinam, and then Diksha too, or in Diksha. And how to chant Krishna name with the relation of Krishna, or relation with Srimatiya. And then Krishna becomes so pure, and becomes conjugal rather than Krishna. So all she has been given in Harikatri last year. Some she gave in Satriya Sardika, anyone who is taking shelter of Radha Krishna and pure Vaishnava, they should not worship demigods. They should worship Rup Sanatana, Yamuna, Govardhan, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Vrinda Devi, they should worship Lalita, Vishakha, not other thing, not Rukmini Raman, Satyamama Raman. What is Krishna? If they are doing, so then they can come in Vrindavan. So he has told everything, how to do all these things. If many ceremonies should be done according to Kshatriya Sadrika. Not worshipping Ganesh and all other deities. If a Vaishnava who has taken sannyas, renounce order, when we depart from this world, this should be meant samadhi, how samadhi should be. Everything. There are so many samskar. Ten samskar. Ten samskar. All should have been here. So we are very fortunate to come to his life, and also we are better to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and this Srila Prabhupada. Today is also the second day of Srila Prabhupada Das Goswami, you know all Prabhupada Das. If anyone wants to read in those verses, if anyone wants to dive in the question of a rush brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip or here, they should surely follow. If anyone has no tendency, and then anyone has no ruchi to serve Radha Krishna conjugal in this way like Rupa and Prabhupada, they should surely go to Mayabad and they should go to Paramanu. They should not take Gaudiya. So, Ketan Mahaprabhu are many of his followers and all the Kshatriya after that, they have not come only to keep Vaidhi Bhakti Bhakti. If you read Chaitanya Chaitanya, if you read the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurji Goswami and Sanatana Goswami Gopal Bhakti, you will see, even Nautam Chakus, Nima Satya, and Samadhyam. Shyamananda Prabhu, Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vidura Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all will tell the essence of all Vaishnavism, essence of all the books, essence of all the teachings, in Prasad Radha Krishna, in the line of Sri Chaitanya. If I can tell you that we are not qualified to learn and hear and to do, then that should be very far away from our lives. Very, very far. That's what comes to mind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vishnu. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj mission, Srila Prabhupada mission, and all missions. So ultimate goal, to serve Radha and Krishna consumer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Allah Patcharim Kira, Karmaya Mahaprabhu. Srila Raghunatha Goswami had told, Rupa Goswami had told, Raghunatha Vishnashti had told, Tavayi Vashti, Tavayi Vashti, Najimanami Vaya Vina, Iti Vidhya Yarave, Tamilay Maham Charanam. I am yours, yours, I am yours. If there is no mercy, if you bestow, if you learn this to mercy to me, then I will die. I will leave Vrindavan, I will leave Krishna, I will leave everything, I will leave my body, if your mercy is not coming. I don't know Krishna, I don't want Krishna, Krishna. Without you, Srila Rupa Goswami had brought the ocean of Russia, Bhakti, Rasami, Sindhu, he had brought to Europe. But how to guide, how to take some water, and how to bath in that Russia Sindhu, the path has made Srila Rupa Goswami. Without following him, we cannot go to that ocean of Bhakti. So we will have to follow especially Prabhu gave the advice of